Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We're talking to Wendy Davis right now. Wendy, I have to tell you, yesterday we were talking about Nancy Guthrie. She's been missing. And a listener texted in and said, what about that man that's been missing in Chicago? So we called you up, and you're his daughter. We're talking about Dan Davis, who was last seen November 26th at Bourbon Street, 115 Bourbon Street. And he's been not been seen since. So, Wendy, we wanted to have you on and find out an update. And it turns out you guys are really taking this search nationwide now, right?
Yes, we really are. And first of all, nice to talk to another Wendy.
Hello. Yes, hello.
hello. So this upcoming weekend, we're doing a national Find Dan Day. So it's going to be November 21st and 22nd. And basically, all it's doing is just asking everybody, no matter where you live around the city, the state, the country, to do something to help find Dan. So you can find all the information on the Find Dan Davis Facebook page or the Find Dan Day event that we have on Facebook. But we're going to have a bunch of people out looking on the ground for us around Blue Island, around the Southside area, and all around the country. People are going to be putting up flyers and calling their local hospitals and homeless shelters and, you know, just stuff like that. So it's really just a big boost in his attention, really, is what we're trying to do, because it has been 3 months and we still have no update on his whereabouts or no sight of him. So,
yeah. See, that's what I can't comprehend. And, Wendy, my heart goes out to you and your family. I've been watching all your stuff on social media, and it's just the not knowing that you can't do anything about. Like, you know, hopefully he's found alive and is just disoriented and is somewhere, and everything will be, you know, you'll be reunited. But the not knowing, how does your family go on?
It's definitely difficult not knowing anything. I mean, it's just, we're ready for any result, right? Like, we're obviously ready to find him in any state. We still need to find him, even if the worst has happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I honestly, what's pushing us through is, like, we have law enforcement. Our local law enforcement has been amazing, and they are always working in the background, always searching, you know, abandoned areas and wooded areas and all that hard-to-reach stuff for us. And then just, like, the support of this type of thing and the support from the community and just everybody around the country is really pushing us forward. So, like, I don't know where we would be if our case was just, like, in the ground and no one cared, and you know what I mean? So we're lucky to still be getting coverage like this, and we have high hopes, but we're prepared for anything, you know, hoping for the best and preparing for the worst is what our attitude is.
Yeah. Now, I know Wendy Davis on the line with us, her dad, Dan Davis, 59-year-old Dan Davis, went missing. I don't really know what to say. He hasn't been seen since November 26th. Now, I know you spoke to Lisa in December, and I just know the last I've heard, you know, I watched the video where he was in a car accident. The police officer dropped him back off at 115 Bourbon Street. You had commented on how he had trouble getting up the curb, and you thought perhaps he was injured or maybe had a stroke or something.
Yeah.
And his sweatshirt was inside out. Was that something too?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So we have every reason to believe right now that he possibly suffered a stroke before the car crash, actually, just because of, his sweatshirt's on the inside out. And, like, there's this evidence from his apartment that he left, you know, like, unaware of his surroundings. Like, you know, there was stuff like the fridge was left open, the windows were left open in November, and just some odd stuff like that. So, and we can tell how disoriented he is in all of the sighting videos we have on November 25th of him after he left Bourbon Street the following day. And, the last video that we have of him is on the 26th, actually leaving a church in Blue Island. He was just in and out of there really quick. We're just as stumped as you are with how we have no sightings. It's very mysterious, kind of vanishing situation, but we're doing everything we can. The best we can do is just spread awareness like this. So.
Okay, and we're all thinking about you. We are. This case has been going on, and we all want closure. I know you guys do, obviously. Did I see something where you were clearing out his apartment?
Yes, we got his apartment all moved out, and we only did that, honestly, just because we can't keep paying for an empty, you know, studio apartment. So I got all of his stuff out. I kept all of his valuables and clothes and stuff. So, you know, hopefully one day when he's found and safe, you know, we're going to obviously get a new place for him. But, yeah, we just had to get all of his things out, and we did not find any clues, any, if that was the next question, we're not going to, we didn't find any kind of, you know, nothing, no handwritten letter saying I plan on going here, like nothing obvious like that. It was just his stuff. So, I mean, we can tell this was obviously not planned, not pre-motivated, you know, so.
And the last time he was seen walking out, was walking out of a church in Blue Island. Are people in that area and around that church still providing any video or Ring camera stuff for you guys?
They're definitely still checking their cameras all the time. I don't think there's anybody in Blue Island. So everybody is still on super high alert.
Yeah.
And whenever we're out searching and putting up flyers, everyone's like, oh, I'm still praying for you. I'm still looking for him. You know, so I mean, we really have the community on our side, but we're not getting any new videos of him. People are sending in videos that, you know, look like him, but nothing has been proven to be him yet. So that's the cycle.
Well, you and your family and your father are definitely in our prayers, and Chicago stands behind you, Wendy. Tell us more about how we can help on Find Dan Day.
For sure, yeah. So if you follow our Facebook event, it's called Find Dan Day, and on Facebook there's also, you know, a Find Dan Davis Facebook page with almost 50,000 members. We're posting all the details on there of how you can help if you live here, like locally around the South Side. We have flyers online that you can print out and put up anywhere you want, in local businesses or bus stops or anything like that. And people who live in other cities or other towns, maybe you can call your local hospitals or homeless shelters and ask them if Dan is there or if they know about Dan. And I even posted a graphic with like a little script on our Facebook page of like what to exactly say when you call these places. Just sharing our posts about him and just talking about him in person, keeping the awareness up is what we really care about the most. There's an option for everybody, even if you are busy those days, you know? So,
Well, listen, anytime you need to get information out, you call us. Okay.
Yeah.
Promise me that.
Totally.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. And, giving you continued strength to keep the search going, and, we're praying for a happy outcome here for Dan Davis.
Thank you.
Yes.
Me too. Thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Wendy Davis, you can go to Find Dan Day on Facebook and help out this weekend.